On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Jars.
You've got mail.
Mailbag.
Good on you, Sammy.
I'm loving it. Loving it because you are as regular as the mailman at the moment too. Every day you've had something this week. Good work.
There's plenty out there, but as you know, since I got burnt with the Clarko thing 4 years ago, I've been just trying to be very, very diligent with my intel.
All right, number one, what do you got?
Well, obviously we debate about Port Adelaide going down the path as co-captains with Ollie and young Tommy James.
Yep. Dual captaincy, yes.
Information I've received is the great man himself, Kenny Hinckley, only wants to have one captain for 2019, and that is young Ollie.
Right.
All right. Mm-hmm. He wants to stick with tradition.
Yes.
But he's got a fight on his hands, from what I'm hearing, because there were some people down there that would love to go dual captain.
So would that be...
Yes.
And Port Adelaide, not well-versed here, but is it player-driven vote, their captaincy, or leadership group, or a combination?
Know.
Yeah, because... That's a lot of history to change in one go because, of course, as we all know, the captain of Port Adelaide wears the number one.
Absolutely. Jumper, very proud been, jumper, that one.
And that has been their doing, and Port have always been true.
A traditional.
To their traditions.
Absolutely. So
that'll be a big call. And Kenny, to be that man to change that, it's there. You'd need a few key people.
His preference
off.
Is young Ollie
right.
to be the sole captain for 2019. Yep. So watch this space. Now, as we know...
And a preference not to go skiing again.
On the back of Ollie's skiing injury...
Yes.
Another Port Adelaide player tore his hamstring while he was skiing over the weekend in Morgan.
Really?
Yep.
Oh.
He's trying to do a dry start off a floating jetty.
As we all know, that's a tough
kick. Oh! So this young Port Adelaide player is pretty well gutted and devastated. Last weekend it happened.
Club aware?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hasn't tried to sort of get to training and then grab the hamstring like some used to do and said, I've done a hammy. Hobbling around through a warm-up potentially. I had a few teammates who used to get dumped in the surf and hurt their shoulder then wait for the first tackling drill.
Well, I think it tore. The hamstring tore off the bone from what I'm told.
God.
And you know those floating jetties, they're not that secure, but a dry start, if you're not... So this young Port Adelaide player...
If you're not Mark Beretta...
Yeah.
Well, don't be doing that.
No,
stuff.
Don't be doing that. So there you go. That's another one.
Oh,
skiing.
Skiing.
It's
the new enemy.
I won't mention his name because the kid's devastated and he's emotional and he was just shattered what happened on the weekend. So we wish him a speedy recovery. But
all right. Well,
there you go, Luke.
Nicely done. The big story of the day, though, if you've missed it, check out a copy of it if you can find it. Ollie Wines' brother's gone to town in response to...
Gone to town?
Kane Corns in particular about the criticism Ollie has received for actually doing that water skiing that led to that shoulder injury. Mm. Just had a massive whack at him about his ability and how he played, being bullied, God knows, bits and pieces. Got a little off track at times.
He did. He crossed the line on a couple of times.
Been deleted since.
Yeah.
Not sure the club would be wrapped... In that either, not sure
Port Adelaide.
I would be wrapped in that.
Yeah.
So splashed beautifully on Twitter suggesting that WrestleMania is coming. Kane v. Ollie.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sort of
loving Chad
that.
Fire back with one? Because Chad's the oldest brother.
Yeah.
Chaddles a great fella and we love Chaddles. Could he fire something back to Harry?
Well, potentially. It could be a brother on brother type tag team number.
That's what I'm liking.
See, I could see Chad standing on the edge saying, tag me in, Kane, tag me in.
Shirt on or off.
Grab your feeble arms and just tag me in. Tag me in. And then I'll take the rest of it from here. Because,
just imagine the brothers together. You and your brother, Wes. Oh. You fiery customers.
Yeah, but we'd be no good. We're both banged up.
You see, Fab and I couldn't move.
So the Germans would kill us. They'd just fall on us. They'd just line us. And just,
you've got to line you to shut you down.
It wouldn't be rolling out from underneath that, would it? I tell you what,
Fud off the ropes, Uncle Fud.
Maybe the AFL bring that law in. You can have a crack as long as you're allowed the brothers to have a crack back. Next of kin, thanks.
Oh, Luke.
That would be funny. I reckon Fud would have a crack at you after you forgot his birthday.
Oh, he just texted me before.
All right, over and out. We'll see you again tomorrow. Thanks.